Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
So my name is Elizabeth D'Amico. I'm a Lutheran pastor, and I had the rare and amazing privilege of having my first call here at Holden Village. In my sessions this year, I've been leading sessions called Singing Good Courage in response to the village's summer theme of Fear Not, and inviting people to reflect on the function and role of music in important moments in our life. So our today, for example, we started looking at Zechariah's song from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 and lifting up the themes of mortality and life and God's inbreaking in that. And we talked about how worldwide the moments of death and dying often include music. And why is that? Why do we gravitate towards music in moments of loss or physical limitations and death? And we talked about what music we gravitate towards when we're planning funerals and why we gravitate towards certain music. And I think my favorite takeaway from today's session was that there's kind of a short list of hymnody, especially that people of faith gravitate towards when they're planning a funeral or experiencing death. And even though I love all styles of music in worship, and I think it all can be used to bringing us to a deeper spiritual understanding, I think that is those ancient texts and those melodies that have stood the test of time that we all come back to, no matter how much of a rock and roll fan or contemporary or jazz, in our dying, in our grieving, we want to hear Precious Lord, Take My Hand, or How Great Thou Art. And we also spoke about the power of music to bring us to a different place, places that we can't physically go, that maybe there is such a powerful, mysterious part of our memory that music can access that really other experiences of life can't access. So I spoke about remembering being at my grandfather's funeral when I was very young, 6 years old, and snuggled up between the adults who loved me and watched everyone take care of each other during this funeral, and we sang, "This is my father's world." And while the text is beautiful and the melody is majestic, I think it's more that experience of being sheltered and cared for and watching my family do family well in that experience of loss, that when I hear that hymn, it's not just about the music and it's not just about the melody or the lyrics. It's also about the power that music has to bring us somewhere else. That somewhere else can be a deep well of courage, which we all need. And I'm so grateful that I get to do music on a daily. It helps me tap into my own courage in the face of fear. Another theme that has come up at the sessions is the embodiment of music, that I think even if you weren't sure if it was a mourning song or a triumphant song, reading someone's body language as it's happening, you think of like an African tribe circling around the fire, you would be able to tell it's such an embodied experience. And I think that's another reason why we experience music so deeply. Because when you can speak in a pretty lazy way without engaging much of your body. Singing is your diaphragm and your ears and your whole body. Now, Midwesterners don't do this as well as other parts of the country and the world, but most often when you see music happening, you see bodies moving and responding in some way. So I think that also adds to understanding the intention of the music, even if it's not your language. We also talked about, and I think this was really important for our group, so yesterday we looked at Mary sung the Magnificat, which we sing at Holden here every single week with Marty Haugen's beautiful setting, "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God." So we have Mary's voice is very melodic and gentle and beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, informs us. We think of Mary in a certain way. And then I introduced this gospel canticle that's actually in the Lutheran hymnals, just in the very back, and it's, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." And it's real, real funky and loud piano part. And we talked about how that transports us to a different culture, and it reminds us of really important things like Mary's skin was probably darker than mine, which is very pale, white skin, and that Jesus was too. And I think music can do that in a way that we can't just understand another language, but you can understand language set in different musical contexts, which just blows open your mind and your experience, because all of a sudden God's word now has a completely different context and feel to it. Now Mary's powerful and sassy and got this certitude to her. So that's been another important theme for me. I put my faith in God above, and all I ever learned from love is how to fear somebody who outdrew you. Love came in, making 2-1, proclaiming God, your kingdom come, and every breath we drew.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.